This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com. This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she didn't believe in the paranormal, so when her boyfriend asked for one of the haunted rooms at the hotel, she rolled her eyes. By the end of the night, she wasn't rolling her eyes anymore.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening. Hey, we love to hear those real ghost stories, so if you've got one, share it. You can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up today if you want to through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Harper, I have a question for you.
What's up?
So say you went to a hotel. Maybe you've heard some rumors, could be haunted. Would you ask for one of the haunted rooms? Would you let them just give you whatever room you get, see how it goes? Or would you say, I do not want to stay in one of the haunted rooms? What would you do? If you had a choice. If you had some input.
I think I'd probably just see what room they give me. And if I get a haunted room, I get a haunted room.
I would go with, if there's an option, ABC, I would be like, I would rather not have a haunted room. Thank you very much. Because then it's in my head. I'm never going to sleep all night. So if somebody says that room is not haunted, and it is, then maybe I would be a little bit more relaxed and then be like, whoa, that room wasn't even haunted and I had a paranormal experience. But I think that's the only way I would be able to sleep, because I know me, I would be laying there all night long, like waiting for something to happen. This room is haunted. What was that? What was that? What was that? That would be me all night. What about you? Can you sleep?
The room is haunted.
Can you sleep if you think the room is haunted?
I mean, probably. I'll sleep regardless.
Dang, girl. I wish I could. Just hard. I don't know. But I don't think I'd go for the haunted room. So
I mean, as long as like the thing's not like infested with demons,
oh,
I think I'll be alright.
You use that word I hate.
Infested?
Yes. That word is so gross. I hate the word infested.
Do you also hate the word moist?
Yes.
Sorry that to one our listeners.
That one just sounds weird to me. There's really nothing gross. But infested, there's just, Because infested by, fill in the blank, there's nothing good that follows. Because you don't ever hear of infested by rainbows and cupcakes. That's not what you hear, you know?
I've heard of ladybug infestations. That doesn't sound horrible.
It's bugs. It's bugs. It would be.
But it's ladybugs.
But it would be so many of them.
And I'm okay with that. They're cute. And they're friendly.
I don't mind ladybugs. Not an infestation of them, though. And an infestation of demons, that just really grosses me out.
Infestation of demons.
Gosh darn, we should have your dad write a song about that.
Yeah.
He's got that. He's doing really good job of writing some songs. When he and I and Todd get together, he has been doing these songs lately that are freaking hysterical.
Yeah, it's all with the power of AI.
Yeah, you've got to listen to some of them. I'll find some and send them to you because they are really, they are really, really funny. A little inappropriate. What? Coming from your dad? No way. No way would Tony do anything a little inappropriate sometimes. No, but they are really funny. It's been the highlight of my week is to hear these songs, actually. Well, here is our first story. It says, I've never been someone who believes in haunted places. My boyfriend, however, is the opposite. If something looks old or even slightly creepy, he is into it. I'm usually the one explaining why there's a normal reason for whatever people think is going on. A couple years ago, we were driving through a small town, decided to stop for the night instead of finishing the drive. I would have been fine with any basic hotel. He picked an older place on the edge of town because, in his words, it, quotes, looked haunted. That alone should tell you how different we are. The place itself wasn't scary, just worn down. The floors weren't uneven, but you could feel that slight shift when you walk. The doors didn't quite sit right in the frames, and everything looked like it had been there for a long time. It really felt more outdated than anything else. While we were checking in, he asked the guy at the desk if people ever said the place was haunted. Not in a real serious way, he was kind of just making conversation, but the guy didn't laugh it off. He kind of shrugged and said there were a couple of rooms people mentioned more than the others, and that was enough for my boyfriend. He asked if one of those rooms was open, and after a second, the guy said, yeah, one was. He didn't go into any detail. He handed us the key. I remember thinking it was probably just a room nobody wanted. Actually, probably right. It's like the creepy one with mold or something. It's like, don't ever use this one unless you have to.
It's causing people to see things because of the mold.
Because of the mold. They can't breathe properly for days. We dropped our stuff off, went out to get something to eat, came back not too long after. It wasn't late, maybe around 11. We got ready for bed, turned the lights off like normal. First thing we heard was a knock. It came from the wall behind the bed. Just one, not loud, but clear enough that it didn't feel like the building settling or anything like that. I figured it was someone in the next room. It happened again. This time it sounded lower, like it was closer to the floor, like it came from a different spot on the same wall. My boyfriend asked if I heard it. I said, yeah, but I still wasn't going to turn it into something. We waited a minute, nothing else happened. After a little while, we heard footsteps in the hallway. First, it sounded normal, someone walking past, but then they slowed down when they got near our door, and then they just stopped. No voices, no door opening, nothing, just apparently someone standing there. My boyfriend got up, looked through the peephole. He stood there for a second, then said he didn't see anyone. He opened the door, checked both directions, and the hallway was empty. I said, well, maybe they already walked away, but even as I said it, I knew we would have heard. We shut the door, went back to bed, but it didn't feel the same after that. Then, a little bit later, we heard the bathroom faucet. Not water running, exactly. It was the sound, a squeaky sound the handle made when it turned. I sat up because I knew I hadn't touched it. I was in bed. My boyfriend went in, turned the light on. He said everything was dry, no water, nothing dripping. We tried to ignore it, but it happened again not long after that. This time we both went in the bathroom. Sink was dry, nothing out of place. At that point, I stopped trying to explain it. We left the bathroom light on, went back to bed. Neither of us was really trying to sleep anymore. It felt more like we were waiting to see if something else would happen. Later that night, I have no idea what time it was. I had just started to fall asleep and I heard footsteps again, not in the hallway, in the room. Slow, spaced out and clear, starting near the bathroom, moving across the floor toward the door. You could hear the floor creak one after another like someone was actually walking. I didn't move. I could feel my boyfriend next to me, so I knew he heard it too. Then the steps stopped. My boyfriend turned on the light right away. There was nothing there. Everything else in the room looked exactly the same. Our bags were where we left them. The bathroom door was still cracked open like it had been. We didn't say much after that. Every little sound, of course, made us stop and pay attention, but nothing else happened again. At some point, I remember thinking maybe we had worked ourselves up and we were just hearing things. But then I'd think about how clear those footsteps were, and that idea didn't really stick. In the morning, everything felt normal again, sunlight coming in, people outside, regular noise. We packed up pretty quickly. I expected my boyfriend to be excited about it, but he wasn't. He was quiet the whole time. We didn't say anything to the front desk when we left. I didn't want someone explaining it or acting like it was part of the experience. I don't go around saying I believe in ghosts. I know old buildings make noise, but I also know what it sounds like when someone walks across the floor in the same room as you, and that is something I cannot explain. Thanks for reading my story. I love the show, Kayla.
Back to our conversation in just a second. You know that feeling when you flip your pillow to the cool side at 2 a.m.? Ghost bed is for people who are tired of that being the solution. It's for you. I've got a ghost bed at home. I got a ghost bed pillow at home. My whole family loves the pillows. The cooling is built right in. It's not an upgrade. It's something that's there. You don't have to pay extra for it. And I don't have those 2 a.m. moments anymore where it's like, where's the cool? It's just, it's there because that's what it does. Right now, Ghost Bed's Memorial Day sale is going on. It makes it the perfect time to upgrade. $200 off adjustable base bundles, a mattress and an adjustable base paired together for the ultimate bedroom upgrade. Plus, Real Ghost Stories Online listeners get an extra 10% off site-wide with code GHOST. Ghost Bed is family-owned, got over 20 years in the industry with more than 100,000 positive reviews from happy customers. They make everything from mattresses and adjustable bases to pillows and bedding. This isn't some unknown sleep brand. They've been doing this a long time, and it shows. If you're not sure which mattress is right for you, check this out. I love doing this quiz. Ghostbed.com/ghost. Take their mattress quiz, answer a few questions about how you sleep, and you'll get a personalized recommendation from their collection. Every Ghost Bed mattress comes with fast free shipping and 101 nights to try it out. If it's not the right fit, you get your money back. Upgrade your sleep with Ghost Bed, the makers of the coolest beds in the world. Head to ghostbed.com/ghost and use code GHOST for an extra 10% off site wide. That's ghostbed.com/ghost, code GHOST.
Interesting. What I find probably more, the most interesting thing is the boyfriend, his reaction to it
all. Yeah.
He's the one who wanted like a haunted room. And then he got a haunted room and then he's like, I don't want to talk about it.
Maybe there's more to the story from his side.
Maybe she left out they got in a really bad fight. Maybe she doesn't remember that. Maybe she was possessed by the mysterious spirit and they got in a big fight and he's still mad at her. That is really strange because it was weird. I had a conversation today with this woman who wrote a book about living in a haunted house. And she said that there was this 3-day period and she doesn't even really remember it, but her wife does. And I think everyone else in the family does. There's 4 kids between the two of them. And she was mean to everybody. like not caring if anybody ate. She was saying mean things. She was just horrible to everybody. And her wife's like, what's the matter with you? And she's like, leave me alone. And then she kind of gradually came out of it. And she said, I don't even remember. She goes, it was like 3 days and went past that I don't remember. That is my cat in the background. It's not paranormal. If anybody hears it, he likes to announce when he just jumps up and lays down. But, you know, when something like that happens, that's kind of strange, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
So maybe that happened to that girl. Like maybe she did something like that and the boyfriend's just
and she
mad.
Just.
Because I find that really weird. Remember. Yeah, I think it's weird. Like, I think he would have been wanting to talk about it.
You'd think.
Because they definitely had some paranormal stuff happen.
Yeah.
Because it is really common in the haunted hotel rooms. That's kind of pretty typical hauntings. You hear someone in your room knocking on the wall, somebody walking down the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty typical. They got all of it. They kind of got the trifecta, plus the weird bathroom thing.
They got the whole experience.
They did. And then the boyfriend doesn't want to talk about it. That would make me want to talk about it.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Like, had you never had a paranormal experience before? Now that you have, did it just scare the crap out of you? And I get it if it did. I'm not going to think any less of you. That's
well,
just maybe. Wuss. It's like I'm handling it way better than you. I just find that really interesting.
I didn't even want the room.
Yeah, this was all your great idea. Yeah, that's just really strange to me. Well,
yeah.
Let's go on. We've got this really interesting, very short phone call. Here it is.
Hey, hello. My name is Hunter. I live in Ohio, and I have a story today. It takes place in Kentucky, Bowling Green, Kentucky. And it was at my grandparents' house. I was staying in a room. It's kind of in the back of the house. It's like most houses have them, like, creepy rooms. That was the room I was staying in. I never really did like it. It gave me bad vibes. And one night, I was sleeping in my bed, and I was, like, facing the window, and there's a chair by my bed. I woke up, and it was about 6 o'clock in the morning. I could, like, see the sun start to come up, and I looked over at the chair, and there's, like, a Confederate soldier sitting there, and it really freaked me out. I could see it's, like, uniform type and stuff, but I couldn't really see a face. Like, it was just kind of sitting there, and I blinked a couple times, and it really creeped me out, so I just kind of shut my eyes and then turned the other way because it really scared me, and then I told my grandparents about it in the morning, and they said that the house had been built around a Civil War battleground, one of them. I'm pretty sure that's the story, and thanks for listening. Bye.
He is so calm telling this story, so matter of fact.
And I saw the Confederate soldier just sitting there.
It's like, could you imagine?
It's like, are you not at least a little freaked out? I would be.
And I want to know some more things, like just the grandparents' reaction. Well, you know, there
well,
is that,
you know,
Civil War battleground / cemetery. Guess that's it. You know,
problem solved.
And it might just be the way he told the story, but they didn't seem particularly shocked.
At all.
So I guess they've seen something and it's like, well, Bob, I saw that Confederate soldier again last night. Well, you know, we live on that cemetery, you know. And then did he talk to his parents, cousins, anybody else? Just me? Because I think, you know, especially as a kid, you worry like about everything. If I woke up in the middle of the night and saw a Civil War soldier, I'm like, is he following me? Is this happening to other people? Is it happening to just me? Am I losing my mind?
Yeah.
I just think that's so, he's so calm telling one of the creepiest things I think could happen to somebody.
Yeah, no, Very calm.
And I don't, it doesn't have to be a Civil War soldier necessarily. Any random person rocking in a chair when you wake up would terrify me. From a
Let
real
alone
person.
In a Confederate uniform.
Even if it was a real person, that would terrify me unless I woke up and was like, oh, it's grandma. Awesome.
I think I'd be especially terrified if it was a real person.
Well, let's go to one more phone call.
This is Nikki. I have a, I don't know if it's like a ghost story, but anyway, my boyfriend and I decided to take a little trip to Chicago for a getaway, and we decided to stay at the Congress Plaza Hotel. I don't know if you guys know anything about that, but it's supposedly haunted, and we had a few drinks in our hotel room, just the two of us, and we decided to go wander around and investigate. It's an extremely large hotel. It's very, very big. It's on the Magnificent Mile. It's really pretty if you guys have ever been there. So we were exploring and we found this, it was this huge room. It was like a ballroom, I think. But the way that we found it, it was like through this door that looked like a janitor's closet. We really weren't supposed to be where we were, but with having a few beers and us, we really didn't care. We were just going to go exploring, and if we got kicked out of where we were at, it was no big deal. So, but anyway, we had it on video, and I walked in the room, and I had the flashlight, and it was really dark, so I couldn't see anything. And I told my boyfriend, I'm like, you have to come in and see this. It's gorgeous. And he just said, no, I'm not going in there. I'm not going in there. Anyway, so then we left, and later on, we were going over our videotape, and after he says, I'm not going in there, you can hear somebody say, okay, in the videotape. So it was really kind of neat how we captured that. And then I have one more short story. We lived in this small one-bedroom apartment at the time, my boyfriend and our son. He was about two at the time, and our bathroom was in the bedroom. So Nash, our son, was pointing into the bathroom, and he was, like, jibber-jabbering. And I thought, okay, you know, no big deal. He just kind of does it a lot. So I didn't really think too much of it. But it was kind of weird how he was, like, having conversation with the air as he was pointing into the bathroom. And about 30 seconds after that, one of Nash's shoes fell out of the closet. I had them sitting on a shelf, on the top shelf of the closet, which was pushed all the way back to the wall. So there was really no way that the shoe could have just randomly fallen onto the floor. It was all the way in the back of the closet. So I thought, okay, that's really strange. And then about, you know, a few seconds after the shoe fell, I had a picture of Nash in our dresser mirror, kind of, you know, in the corner of it. Not in a frame, just, you know, a picture by itself pushed into the mirror. And the picture, like, fell off of the mirror. And I just thought, okay, that's it. This is weird. So, you know, then I just kind of brushed it off and thought, okay, we have a ghost in here. And it was just kind of one of those things, you know, that I wanted to share with you guys. But that's all I have right now. I'm sure I can, you know, remember some more coming up, but I'm a bit nervous, if you can't tell. So, anyway, have a good day. Bye.
Well, the first part of that was another haunted hotel story, but I have stayed in the Congress Plaza Hotel, and it is a really cool hotel, but definitely haunted hotel. We didn't really have an experience, I think because I was really angry the entire time, because my purse had gotten stolen the first night there.
Oh, so goodness,
yeah. It was not a great vacation, because the whole vacation, I'm like asking for money. I was with my sister and my friend Lynn, and the whole time it was like, well, will somebody buy me another beer? Can somebody buy me dinner? Because I had no money. It was the biggest pain in the ass ever. But the hotel is super creepy. But at the same time, it's got that really old school, like, ballroom type of thing. It's a really, really cool space, actually.
It sounds really cool.
So I know exactly where she was when she was talking about that. And so I think that's really interesting that they got the EVP that said, okay, you know, maybe there was somebody in the room they didn't see. I don't know. I wasn't there. But that, you know, you'd think you would hear okay if there's someone in the room.
Right. You'd think.
You know. And then do you think the house was haunted or just two random things, you know, shoe coming out of the closet and the picture falling at the same and within the same time frame?
I'm going to go haunted on this one.
Okay. Because it felt kind of a little creepy. I don't.
It did. It really did.
She has a very delightful tone in her voice. So the way she told it didn't really feel all that creepy.
Yeah.
You know, it felt like, oh, that's not too bad. But then when you think about it, it's like, okay, that was a little creepy.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
But if it was just the one-off thing, nothing's ever happened there again, would you go, that was paranormal, or that's weird. There must be another explanation for it.
I'd probably go weird coincidence first. And then if something else did happen, I probably would go, oh, this place is haunted.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Well, if you have a ghost story, please share it with us. You can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And become a premium subscriber if you'd like and support the show. You get the advance episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.